start smoking weed and you haven't got money to fund that, you're then thinking, where can I get money? What can I do to then earn money to fund my drug addiction?
We Ain't the Same is a podcast created by teens that explores the relationship between young people and the police. We met Detective Superintendent Mike Ashcroft from Sussex Police on a blustery day to discuss county lines and child exploitation.
My role at the moment is I'm the head of crime, so I'm the Detective Superintendent working at Brighton and Hove.
Do you think there should be more support for young people who have been caught smoking cannabis rather than just a caution? If a young person's caught smoking weed, for example, and they just get like a casual caution, that's not trying to help them, that's not trying to support them in any kind of way, that's just going by what the book's saying, what you have to do as a police officer. So rather than that escalating, do you think seeing the problem starting, you guys could maybe refer that young person to a drugs rehabilitation place, let them speak to a substance misuse worker?
Yeah. I mean, just to be clear, if a young person, or anybody for that matter, is caught smoking dope, they won't necessarily get a caution straight away. So there is a view that cannabis is not harmful, but it is a way in for exploiters to hook young people into dealing.
Drugs just exploit you in general. I think if you have a dealer who's, nowadays they will go to younger people as well, because they know younger people won't get in much trouble, because firstly, you don't expect it. And secondly, if the police do find out, they're trying to find the person who is providing, they're trying to find the big guy. What options does a child who's been exploited have?
There are many different forms of exploitation of children and young people. I guess from my perspective, focusing on county line, the police will work and has to work in partnership with a lot of other agencies to help support those young people that get, unfortunately, dragged into dealing county lines from all over the country. If we come across somebody that's a young person that's been involved, we'll refer them to a multitude of support agencies that do exist in order to try and remove them from that horrible trap they're in. And they're threatened with violence, that they're threatened with, or they're threatened that their families may get caught up in violence. And there's one tactic that county line dealers will use is they'll start them on one of the tactics is around the cannabis aspect of it. They then may, you know, set up a robbery where that person gets robbed of the drugs, and then they owe money to the county line exploiters. And then it just goes on and on and on. I'm really passionate around trying to support those young people as much as we can. And again, it's not something the police can do alone. The police are often seen as the group of people that will go in and arrest people and arrest young people that may be caught with the drugs they've got on them. And I think that's true, because at some stage, you know, if we come across a young person and they've got loads of drugs on them, they will almost certainly get arrested to start with. In that scenario, we will refer them. And Sussex and Brighton are actually one of the police forces that has referred the most young people into referral agencies over the last 2 years. And of course, the education to try and stop children, young people getting involved or getting trapped in the first place so they don't end up being exploited is a really important step. And I think that's going to be a challenge all the time. There's no easy answer to it. County lines, predominantly in this area, are those individuals from London in the main that will deal drugs from locations into other areas of the country. And of course, the predominant location for Brighton is London. The county line is a phone number, essentially. But what we want to do is identify the person who is operating that phone number. People have choices, but young people don't necessarily have choices. They certainly don't have choices if they get groomed into becoming a dealer as part of a county line. And it's really difficult to get out of. And you can't do it on your own. And you definitely need that help and support from all the agencies that are there to help. And we are one of those agencies. But it'd be very naive of me to say, look, you know, if you think you're being involved in it, if you're being groomed and you're being threatened, go to your local police station, go up to a police officer and say, please help. But I know in reality that's probably not going to happen because of the threats that are being made to that young person by the people that are dealing the drugs. What I would say though is if you know you think anybody that you know that might be getting involved in County Line is that, you know, are there people out there, the peers, young people, to help offer support and advice to them in terms of what they think they should do and how they can get help themselves?
I've literally known people that have no reason to be part of gang. Their family earn a good salary. They've got no issues. They're very comfortable in life. You just wouldn't understand why they do it. And they do it because it makes them feel part of something bigger. I think music has a lot to play in it as well. I think when I used to live in London, the particular area I was in, I could understand why some people got involved in it. They didn't have much. Their families were like on benefits. They wanted to help mum out. They wanted to help dad out. They wanted to feel a security blanket over them. And that security blanket was the gang. That security, that was their family. But it's your family until they leave you when you get arrested. So I just think it's that feeling of, you know, feeling a part of something bigger. It's almost like religion. It's almost like everything that people, if you can't relate to drugs or gang or violence, then just look at it in terms of religion. You want to feel part of something bigger. You want to feel part of a group, part of a purpose. And I think for a lot of young people, that purpose can be drugs. That purpose can be selling drugs, doing drugs. It can just lead to so many different things.
There are those children, young people that get exploited because they want the gifts. You know, one of the tactics used is they'll give them, you know, new trainers, they'll give them new clothes, new mobile phones, and various other things. And they think, well, this is something that I haven't had in my life because of the way that my life's gone up until now, and therefore I want to. I like this, and I want to remain in it. And before they know it, it's spiraled out of control, and they're in a place that they want to be. The other side of children, young people, are those that have never been involved with the police, never been in trouble. And exactly what you just said in terms of they get hooked and they get exploited because they're the type of person that probably, in the view of the exploiters, is unlikely to get stopped by the police if they're seen by the police. And therefore, they can deal their drugs or their drugs on their behalf without the fear of being stopped by the police.
Do you think it's important to consider a young person's home life or background?
Of course it is. Everybody ends up doing something for a reason, and we very much think about a young person's background in terms of why is somebody doing whatever they're doing. And it's not just children, young people, it's everybody that we come across in terms of there'll be a reason for something. And one of our roles is to work out why that is doing and then try and put some intervention in place if they need it. So, if, you know, in terms of the work that we do with whether it be the local authority, the council, children's services, whether it be with other agencies that we work with, we will talk about and try and understand and talk with the young person involved and children. But, you know, it's things like this. You know, the conversation that you and I are having now is great, you know, in terms of having to understand your point of view. Some of the things that you've talked about, and some of the words that you've used for cannabis, you know, I mean, I thought I knew a lot for some of the training I've been through, but things change. I see it changing my own kids in terms of some of the apps that are out there now, social media changes. But absolutely right. The background, the understanding, getting to know the person, and getting to know that what they're about is really, really important. And it's one of the key things that I advocate.
But I think with the right understanding and the right reason to be in the job, it's going to become much easier for that police officer if you've come into the job for the right reason and you're genuinely here to care and look after someone and try to help.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would never personally be in the police, and that's not for reasons like, oh, I don't like the police or something. That's because it's a job that takes a lot to put yourself into that position. I'm sure a lot of stuff you've seen in your job, that takes something mentally to be able to see that and go to bed and go back to your family and not be like traumatized. So I think there's a lot of strength with this job. There's a lot of courage. There's a lot of passion. And I think, sadly, everything is focused on the negatives.
From any walk of life, and particularly the policing, you know, you've got to continue to develop yourself and your understanding of different things you're dealing with. You know, we get called as an organisation to everything from something that's relatively trivial to something that's major impacts on somebody's life. And therefore, you've got to keep up to date with what's going on. Best way to do that is to listen to those people that are involved in it. And what I want to do because I won't be a police officer forever, is try and encourage and inspire the next generation of police officers. Because we need people to join the police, and we need people to join the police from a cross-section of society, because otherwise we won't have proper representation of communities and societies.
Personally, I just want the message of this to be people to understand it from both sides. I'm really hoping that in years to come, we start figuring more things out and find out ways where young people can have a better relationship with the police and police can be more trusted by young people, and we can just overall improve the communication between each other.
I would like to say is thank you for your time. I think we've met each other before. In terms of what you said already about experiences with the police, probably quite a daunting thing to speak to a police officer, let alone somebody like me, who's probably double your age at least. So I think you've been great. It's really enjoyable. I'm really pleased to meet you. Thanks very much.
This podcast was created by a group of teenagers from Brighton and Hove who came together during the COVID lockdown to discuss police recruitment, county lines and youth protection. The group work with TDC, a local youth charity, and Make Good Trouble, a social enterprise that works with young people to give them a voice through digital media and to challenge and change attitudes. This podcast is supported by the Brighton and Hove Violence Reduction Partnership.